So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome. Well, I don't know what day it is. I never know what day it is. It is a Wednesday. It's the 16th. I have to look on my computer because I just don't know what day it is. I don't really know what year it is. Is it 2022? Like, it's just, everything's just on repeat, isn't it? It's just bizarre. We're living such weird times. I was having a chat with somebody yesterday and they were like, the world is just totally broken. And I'm like, God, I'm glad it's not just me that feels like this. It just feels like we're on this meandering path and nobody really knows where enough we're going to end up. I look really weird this morning as well. I don't know what's going on with the colour. Everything's switched on. Anyway, all the lighting's switched on. Maybe the lighting just needs turning up a little bit. Let's have a look here. See if that improves it. Well, no, it doesn't improve it. Maybe it's just the way I look. There's that line in Superman where he goes, he looks at the photograph and he goes, oh, why is the photograph blurred? And he's like, no, it's not blurred. That's what she looks like. Anyway, welcome. We're going to talk about how to improve your marketing results. And there's really only four factors to this that we're going to go through. That's not a gang sign. That's me going the number four. Okay, so let's talk about these four. Because honestly, like, I feel it. We go through life as well, just like everybody else. And our marketing generally is better than other people's. We say that. We put enough content out, whether it's better or not, is down to the customer to decide, obviously. But the more content that we put out, the more phone calls we get and get booked in, and the more people that we speak to, and the more people that message us, and so on. And so we know that's a thing, right? The more you do, the more you get. We know that's a thing. I've known that's a thing since we're six. And the more you market, the more visibility you get in the marketplace, and so on. So this podcast is really about how to improve those marketing results over a period of time. And we'll just jump straight into it. So number one, of course, is persistence. And I totally get, like, we're running late this morning. It's 9:15. We're normally live by about 8:00. I could not for the life of me work out what on earth we were going to talk about. I just couldn't do it. We've been live every single day since January the 14th, every weekday, I should say, Monday through Friday, in the mornings, coming up with that amount of content. I mean, we're on podcast 60 this month, and we're only 3 months in. And it's like, that's a lot of podcasting. That's a lot of topics to come up and start thinking about. And so getting persistent is really, really difficult. And persistence is this idea, this concept of, I don't know what the dictionary determination of that word is, but persistence for me is you keep going and you put one foot in front of another, in front of another, in front of another. And I can tell you, folks, that I've had some hardships like everybody else, you know, and the things that have got me through some of those hardships is just the sheer, stubbornness of putting one foot in front of another, in front of another, in front of another, and plodding forwards, even when you don't feel like it. Certainly this morning, I didn't feel like it. Feel a bit better this morning. Last week, I didn't really feel like it. The whole world's going to shit. And it's really easy to say, well, what's the point? And the point is that once we come out of this, whatever this happens to be for you, is that you're either going to be the person who's got a ton of marketing behind them, or you're not. And the people who've got a ton of marketing behind them, they've done the work regardless of what's going on in the outside world. Those people, when all this is over and we move on to the next thing, Godzilla in 2023 turning up, or space aliens or whatever that happens to be in 2024, like, those people have built this foundation, and you're building this foundation now, or you've pre-built it. And if you've not pre-built it, you going out there and trying to get more sales and more recognition in the marketplace is much, much harder, because you've not got this foundation with which to build from. And so right now, that's what persistence means. It means putting out content, creating the content, creating the videos. I mean, I spent 15 minutes yesterday creating a video, and I got to the end of it and I was like, that's shit. So we deleted it. And I'm like, nobody wants to listen to this, Dan. You're just waddling on about nothing. But and life is like that sometimes. But being persistent and putting one foot in front of another, in front of another, even when you don't feel like it, going to yet more networking events, doing yet more videos, creating yet more podcasts, creating yet more images, writing more long form copy. All that stuff can be boring as hell, but over a period of time, you're building up this level of content, this foundation that you can then rest your entire future business upon. And if you've not done that yet, now's the time to actually start doing that. And so being persistent with your marketing is absolutely key. I know sometimes it gets really boring. I know it's hard. I know you've got better things to do. I know you'd rather watch Netflix. I know that there's a million other things that you would really want to do than create content and be persistent in your marketing. But actually, when you look back at now, 5 years from now, and you've created all this content, you know, when I look at the last 2 months of consistently, or persistently, I should say, going and creating content every single morning, when we look back at this period in time, we'll go, God, they were hard times, but boy, were they worth it, because the entire future business is based on what we do today. Next one then is just consistency, and getting consistent is really hard. But one of the things that I've discovered on being consistent is building it into a habit. And I've said this on a number of occasions. When we wake up on a morning, we say bye to the little one and the wife. They go off to school and work. It's the same place. Wife's a teacher. She teaches at the place where my child goes, private school here. So they go, and then I'm coffee and shower and podcast. They're the three things. There's a fourth thing that I should be doing, which is working out after the podcast. We're not quite there yet still. But it becomes habit forming, and the working out will become a habit formed process as well at some point. But the way for you to get consistent, whatever it happens to be, and whatever thing that you're hoping to accomplish, is by getting the thing into some form of a habit. So, you know, shower, coffee, the world doesn't start until I've actually got those. I have to, thanks Juliana for your like there, I appreciate that. I've actually got Facebook open on the other screen so I can actually see now, which is amazing. But I get that getting consistency is really difficult. And so once you form this into part of a habit, then it's no longer this conscious effort of being consistent. You've got this unconscious, the lights are changing for some reason. What's going on with the lights? Is it that light? The light's flashing on and off. Oh, maybe we'll do a power cut. I don't know. We've got storms on the way. But that's what will solve the consistency problem. And it moves you away from having to be consciously aware of, okay, now I have to do this. Now I have to do this. Like, I don't have to be consciously aware to put the kettle on to make my coffee. Like, I'm half asleep, for goodness sake, and I still get my coffee. I can make that coffee in the dark, blindfolded, because it's unconscious. And that's what you want your habits to be. The habits that you want to form should be unconscious in some way. And let me just hit the record button just in case we lose some of this. But something's going on and I can sense it. So that's how you beat the consistency. Now, regardless of what the thing happens to be, it could be weight loss, it could be tracking your macros, it could be, I don't know, it could be anything. Building a relationship, putting in date night every Wednesday, whatever that happens to be, you can start creating this consistency. I'm still a bit worried about the lighting. I don't know what's going on. I've got the curtains open everywhere, so maybe it's just natural light with no sunlight. Anyway, let's talk about patience. So, like, patience, needless to say, is not one of my strongest points here. I'm pretty bad at patience, just ask anybody. I want it done. If, you know, when's it getting done? Oh, tomorrow. Well, I want it done now. I don't want to wait. Who's got time to wait till tomorrow? The world might end. I need it done now. And so having patience is definitely one of my failures in life. Now you can see it as a failure, or you can see it as a positive thing. But for me, like, patience is one of the keys to success. So when we started creating these podcasts every single day, we knew that we would have to have patience for this process to start. Now, we've actually seen some results since we started. We actually saw them first week, in fact, which is really nice. But we're still nowhere near where we want to be. And I know that I'm going to have to do this for the next 3 to 5 years. It's just one of those things. Now, am I going to be persistent? Am I going to have failures? Of course. Am I going to be consistent? And am I going to have failures? Of course. But knowing that patience over a period of time, and that's really all that patience means, is you start it today and you keep doing it consistently and you're persistently doing the work that you need to do, then over a long period of time, that's where you get your level of patience. And marketing is a patience game. In a world where everybody's rushing around trying to get instant results, marketing is a patience game. And this is kind of the crux of it. If you didn't start 2 years ago, you're not reaping the rewards from that work that you did 2 years ago. If you're starting now, you're not going to reap those rewards next week or next month. It might be 2 years down the line. Will you receive some rewards now, next week and next month? Of course you will. But you're building a foundation, and that foundation of marketing takes a long period of time in order for you to get the results that you absolutely need today. And like we say, if you're not doing it today, if you didn't do it years ago, you should do it today. And if you're not going to do it today and you do it in 2 years from now, those results are even further down the line. I was just looking at a client that we used to do SEO for, and they didn't get instant results in the 3 months. And we got good results, but we didn't get the best results that they were looking for. And it's like, guys, you're in a really competitive marketplace. You've got all these other people vying for first position. So they stopped working with us about 2 months ago. And then I looked at some of their stats just recently, and I'm like, dude, you're now ranking for the very keywords that we were doing because of all that pre-work that we did, all that foundational stuff that we did to get you ranking today was done back then. But if you're not patient enough to allow the results to come to you once you've done the work, those results are now going to dip. And actually, we can see with it's a big traffic dip. So the traffic peaked, and it peaked, and it should be shooting up, and it's not. Now it's dipped, and now it's heading back down again. It's like, patience, guys, patience. You have to have patience with this thing. It's like weight loss. I don't go on a weekend training course on how to lose 12 pounds, how to lose 6 kilos, weekend training course, and by Monday, I've not lost 6 kilos. Well, that course is rubbish. If this stuff takes time, all results take time. If you want to be an amazing person, you don't wake up one morning and go, wow, aren't I amazing? Transition. It takes time. Everything takes time. Anything worthwhile takes time. You want to hit the gym and become Mr. Muscles? Guess what? That is going to take some time. Chris is tuning in. Hey, Chris, hope you're well. He's tuning in from not so sunny Costa del Sol. Do you know what, Chris? My fingers are absolutely freezing. Chris is on LinkedIn, by the way. Thanks for watching. My fingers are freezing, and it's freezing outside. It's been raining. It's not good, is it? Well, it's not what we pay for. Somebody switch the sun back on, please, in Spain. But anyway, look, patience. That's absolutely the key. And I know people listen to this and they go, yeah, but Dan, I want results now. And that's fine. You can run Facebook ads. You can run Google ads. But even those that get an instant result, you're still not going to get the instant results because it takes a period of time to work out which ads work, which ads don't, which has the higher click-through rates, which is the best converting, and so on. All this stuff takes time. And the last aspect here I just want to talk about today is authenticity. And this is one of the things, I was on a strategy call yesterday or the day before, I think it was. And one of the things the guy said, and we actually hear this quite a lot, when we get people on a strategy call to talk about their marketing, is they say, oh, it's like being on the podcast with you. You're just the same as you are in the podcast. And that's because we're authentic. We don't change. You know, I'm dressed in a hoodie today and jeans. When I go for business meetings, pretty much this is how I dress these days. When I go to the shops, this is how I dress. I'm consistent. I'm authentic. I am who I am. And some people are going to love it, and some people are going to hate it. And either is fine. The people that hate it will never jump on a call, never waste my time. The people that love it, they will jump on a call. They're ready to buy. It's fine, right? So getting authentic. Instead of trying to be, my first videos were just dreadful, but my first videos were where I was trying to be a newsreader or professional or businesslike, and it was bullshit. I was just trying to be something that I wasn't. Not to say that I can't be professional or businesslike, but for me, it's about how do you show up and what are you talking about? And is it authentic or is it bullshit? And we move away from the bullshit because the bullshit doesn't work. It, like, it works for a period of time and then you get found out. Look at some of the gurus in the property world, especially that we see right now. And we know they're faking it. Anyone can buy a Ferrari. Anyone can buy a Lambo. You know, it's 1500 quid a month. It's not really that much money. It's 10 clients, 150 quid. It's not that much money, right? It's 10 properties that make 150 quid a month. It's really not that much. And actually, we don't go down that path at all because it's not authentic. Like, we actually used to. We had Porsches that cost, 40, 50 grand and so on. That was great. But that's not who we are today. I'm nearly 50, for goodness sakes. Now, that's not to say as well, I might not buy a Lambo at some point, but I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. That's authenticity. You're not buying a Lambo to show off on your videos. You're buying a Lambo because you want a bloody Lambo. Why not? If that's what you want to do. Are you going on fancy holidays? Because that's what you want to do. That's you being authentic. And you videoing yourself, like I video myself every day, which sounds really weird. Now we say it out loud. You're so egotistical. You think people want to listen. Well, we know people want to listen because we've seen the podcast stats, which are, we get thousands of downloads every single week, which is amazing. Again, it's absolutely, truly amazing. But we're authentic. We are who we say we are. If you come here and meet me in Spain, we go for a pint, I'm still the same Dan as I am here on screen. And again, some people are going to love it and some people are going to hate it, but it gets the people that like us for who we are to come and speak to us. And it gets the people who don't like us for who we are to jog on. We don't want to speak to them anyway. And it works really, really well. It's a really good qualifier for getting people in or for getting people out. And either of those is fine, but we would prefer in or out. We want people to make a decision. You either like us or you hate us. And I'm fine with whichever one that happens to be. And you should be fine with that as well. You should show up as you. I mean, goodness sake, I sound like this. I've got this lispy thing going on. And yet we still get thousands of downloads every week. Without video, these are downloadable audio podcasts. And so this is about you being authentic and the way that you present yourself to the world. And people, when we talk about business cards and I say, put your photograph on your business card, and people go, oh no, I don't want my face on my business card. I'm like, dude, if you don't like the way you look, you even need to go on a diet, you need to lift weights, you need plastic surgery, you need to get a haircut, you need to wash, whatever, right? You need to become comfortable with who you are. And if people don't like it, fuck them, quite frankly. And there's plenty of people that don't like me. I'm sure I've got queues of people waiting to abuse me. I'm sure. I don't care. Because why would that bother me? I saw somebody this week, Shirley Bassey was on the BAFTAs. Shirley Bassey is 85 years old and she was singing Goldfinger, I think it was. And some bellend came on Twitter. Oh, I think she was rubbish. I'm like, dude, she's 85. Shirley Bassey. Dame Shirley Bassey. How many number ones have you had? Like, there's always going to be someone ready to put you down. You could be the most amazing person. They will come and put you down in a heartbeat. Makes no difference. And yet some people look at that. You know, Shirley Bassey saw that. Oh, maybe I shouldn't go on BAFTAs anymore. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Get rid of it. Just be yourself. Show up as you. Be the best version of yourself that you can be. For yourself, not for anybody else. Do the right thing when nobody else is looking because it's the right thing and it makes you feel good about yourself. Not, hey, look at me, we're out helping people. So put yourself out there and be as authentic as you can. That, my friends, will do us for this morning. If you do this, you get persistent, you do it consistently, you have patience over time and you're just yourself, but you put content out, you're going to start seeing results. There might not be immediate results, although I suspect that they probably will be to some extent, but you'll get improved results. You'll get people commenting, engaging, and then you can move them into some sort of a conversation of some kind. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.